The time has come to get ready for the 2022 World Cup. And what better way to prepare than by revisiting the World Cup's most amazing goals? I'm Brian Phillips. I'm making a podcast about the history of the Men's World Cup, told through the stories of 22 iconic goals. The show's called 22 Goals. It's out now on the Ringer Podcast Network, and we're having so much fun.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Ringer Gambling Podcast. It's yours truly, Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. the Rostradamus. And y'all know how it's going down. We're coming off back-to-back 4-1 weeks with our top five contest picks. So hopefully we can kind of keep that momentum going. We had a rough stretch in the middle of the season. So we're trying to turn this thing around. So let's get it started. Our top five NFL contest picks.
Number one.
For our number one pick, we're going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers -1. Look, Pittsburgh Steelers, they got it done for us last week. We've been backing them quite often. I know a lot of people don't like Kenny Pickett, but he's been playing a lot better. And the main thing is I want to continue to fade this Falcons team. And when you look at the Falcons, they haven't played too many teams with the top 10 pressure rate. Last week, they played the Commanders. That was a team that we were on. This is only the third time this season the Falcons will be playing a team with a top 10 pressure rate. Obviously, the Steelers with T.J. Watt on the field are a completely different team. They're a top 6 pass defense when Watt is on the field. They're 30th without him. And, you know, the Falcons will continue to be without Kyle Pitts. This is a team that just wants to run the ball. And, you know, they don't have a great offensive line. So I think the Steelers defense should be able to hold them down. Look on the other side of the field. The Atlanta Falcons have the worst pressure rate in the NFL this season. So Kenny Pickett is going to be able to get the ball to George Pickens, Deontay Johnson. I think the Steelers offense is going to be able to do whatever they want. I know the Steelers have gone from -1 to -1, but I still like this for them. They played the superior competition as far as defenses. Look at these defenses they played. The Bengals, the Patriots, the Browns, the Jets, the Bills, the Buccaneers, the Dolphins, the Eagles. This is a huge step down in class. So for our first pick, we're going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers, -1.
Number two.
For our second pick, we're going to keep this simple. Kansas City Chiefs, -2. We're going to go with Patrick Mahomes and a revenge game. It's a double revenge game. And to me, I think those two losses last year were a little bit fluky. I mean, the Chiefs led by double digits in each of those games. And obviously, the Bengals kind of made their way back in the second half. You got the Bengals defensive coordinator. He's done a great job at adjusting in the second half of games. But I think the Chiefs are going to be ready for it this time. You know, this Bengals defense is solid. But when you look at what the what the Chiefs have done against superior defenses like the Bucs and the 49ers. They put up 41 and 44 points respectively. So I'm expecting the Chiefs, who they did everything they wanted to do in the first half of those two games last year and in the playoffs, to repeat that this week. You look at Patrick Mahomes against the spread as a favorite of 3.5 or more, that's 28 and 33. But as a favorite of 3 or less, that he's 17 and 5. So I like the way this Chiefs team is rolling. They're on a 5-game winning streak. I think they continue it here. And when you look at this Bengals defense, I mean, it's not like they played anybody. They played Mitchell Trubisky, Cooper Rush, Joe Flacco. They got carved up by Cooper Rush. Like, I don't know if anybody remembers that, but they got carved up by Cooper Rush. They played Teddy Bridgewater. You know, obviously, quarterback got knocked out. Tua got knocked out in that game, and Bridgewater still carved them up. Lamar Jackson, Andy Dalton. This is a huge step up in class. So I really like the Kansas City Chiefs minus 2 here for our second NFL contest pick.
Number 3.
For our third NFL contest pick, we're going to go with the New York Football Jets plus 3. I'm continuing to fade this Vikings team. This Vikings team have won 8 straight games by one possession. This is a 9-2 team with a Pythagorean expectation of just 6.4 wins. If you ask me, the Jets are the better team. They're better in DVOA. They're 9th in DVOA. The Vikings are 22nd in DVOA. And Kirk Cousins really hasn't been playing well. He has a 66 passer rating under pressure. And I know that, you know, before, I know he played well on Thanksgiving against the Patriots. But that Patriots win doesn't look as good after you saw what a banged up Buffalo Bills team did to them on Thursday night. Before that Thursday night game on Thanksgiving, Kirk Cousins had a completion percentage of 42% under pressure. Yes, 42% under pressure. I mean, this is probably one of the worst seasons of his career. And they got to deal with that vaunted New York Jets football defense without left tackle Kristen Darrisaw. I mean, when you look at this Vikings defense as well, they're struggling. They're 22nd in adjusted pass defense EPA play. They have the 12th worst pressure rate in the NFL. And they're 29th in opponent yards per attempt. You saw Matt Jones, who couldn't do anything on Thursday Night Football. He carved this Vikings team up. I expect Mike White to do the same. I mean, the Vikings, they struggle defending short passes. I think they're 31st in that category. That's what the Jets want to do. I think Mike White is throwing 65% on short passes. So we're going to go with the New York Jets plus 3 as our third NFL contest pick.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise. But if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear, especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori Clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down in your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
This episode is brought to you by Maybelline New York. Get ready to bring the heat with Maybelline's newest lip plumping gloss, Lifter Plump. Fair warning though, it's hot. Like, literally. It's formulated with chili peppers to bring a heated sensation and an instant plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Hot Honey, and more. Buy Lifter Plump now on Amazon and use the code 10PLUMP to get 10% off for a limited time. Tap the banner to learn more.
Number 4.
For our fourth NFL contest pick, I'm going to go against the market here. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers minus 4. Look, I know a lot of people are looking at that Dolphins offense and they're saying, you know what? I got to go back them. But they're without Teron Armstead this week. And that's a major loss against this 49ers defense. I mean, like when you look at this Dolphins offense, I know they've been rolling, but who have they played? They played the Steelers without T.J. Watt. They played the Lions. They played the Bears. They played the Browns. They played the Texans. Those teams are 29th, 19th, 32nd, 18th, and 24th in EPA for play on pass defense. So I expect Nick Bosa to be able to dominate here. I typically don't like laying points with Kyle Shanahan, but this feels like a public underdog situation. So without Armstead there, I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers. I think they put up some points here.
Number five.
For our fifth NFL contest pick, we're going to go with the New Orleans Saints +4. We're going to fade Tom Brady. I know how much I love Tom Brady. What I always say, he's like Alonzo from Training Day. You give him 18 months, he'll give you a career. He makes the big bust. He makes the big seizures. That's not happening this year. And I think a big part of it is his coaching staff. Todd Bowles just is a bottom 10 head coach. I mean, you saw what Tom Brady did last year with the superior coach. You get with Todd Bowles and things are a lot different. This Saints team has really had Tom Brady's number all throughout his career. And, you know, this Bucs team really isn't performing very well right now. So I think this is a good spot to take the Saints here. I mean, the Buccaneers right now, they're struggling to stop the run. I think they're 28th in EPA for play. I expect Kamara to have a big day. And the Saints really underperformed last week against a better San Francisco 49ers defense. I mean, they were in the red zone 4 or 5 times and got 0 points. And you guys know, I like backing teams who come off of a shutout. So we're going with the New Orleans Saints +4 as our fifth and final contest picks. So we're going to conclude that we have the Pittsburgh Steelers -1. We have the Kansas City Chiefs -2. The New York Jets +3. The San Francisco 49ers -4. And the New Orleans Saints +4 as our top five NFL contest picks. We do have some teaser legs out there. I like the Pittsburgh Steelers +1. You could tease that up to +7. If you could find a +1 in the market, I'd recommend teasing that. Also like the Jaguars +1, teasing that up to +7. Once again, crossing off those key numbers of 3 and 7. You know, this Lions defense is really a real struggle. They're one of the worst off defenses in the league in terms of stopping people. So I think this is a one possession game either way. And I mean, as we saw on Thanksgiving, the Lions tend to make some blunders here and there with their coaching staff. And so I just think this is a one possession game either way. For another teaser leg, I also like the New York Football Giants +2. Tease it up to +8. I think you got a last stand effort for the Giants against a divisional opponent at home. You know, Danny Dimes has really played the Commanders well throughout his career. And one thing I will say is that, you know, Wink Martindale, he tends to blitz a lot. And, you know, Taylor Heineke, even though he's come in and he's provided that spark plug for the Commanders, the one thing I want to say is that he has a lot of turnover worthy throws. And if that Giants blitz can get to the Commanders, you know, they could be in some trouble here. So I think the Giants keep that within 8. Once again, crossing off those key numbers of 3 and 7. So those are our teaser legs. Actually, I got one more teaser leg that I really like. I feel like I got to include this here. If you're inclined to do a 7-point teaser, and I normally wouldn't recommend doing a 7-point teaser, but the Baltimore Ravens here, I mean, there's some nines in the market. They're playing the Denver Broncos. I think if you put them in a 7-point teaser, you should be safe. You should be really, really safe just because when you look at this Broncos team, they're one of the worst offenses in the league. I know the Ravens, they tend to, you know, let teams in the back door. They're not climbing through the back door this week. So I think the Ravens, they actually get it done here. If you want to put that in a money line parlay, which I typically don't recommend, but I think there's special cases where a team is just so bad that you kind of got to break the rules a little bit. And this is one of those times I want to break the rules with a 7-point teaser. So if you want to add the Ravens into that, that's what you have. So for our 6-point teaser legs, we got the Giants +2 up to +8, Jaguars +1 up to +7. We got the Steelers +1 up to +7. Those are my 3 6-point teaser legs. You can mix and match those into 2-team teasers. Also, our 7-point teaser is the Baltimore Ravens -9. Tease that down to to minus two. It's a 7-point teaser. One total I also like the Dolphins against the 49ers over 46.5. I think you see a lot of points in that game. This Dolphins defense, I mean, they haven't been the best all year. And I think the 49ers, they didn't really, you know, run up the score last week on a better Saints defense. So I think you got a recipe for a shootout here. So I like the over 46.5. That concludes our Ringer Gambling Podcast for week 13. I'm Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. the Rostradamus. And y'all know how it's going down. It's the Ringer Gambling Podcast. You can check us out on the feed. Myself and John Jastrzemski, we're going to be breaking down Monday Night Football. We got East Coast Bias back on Tuesday. Myself, JJ and House. We got Warren Sharp and Austin. We got a lot of great things on the Ringer Gambling Show. So make sure you check us out. Y'all know how it's going down.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.